Benoît.
Noir de peau.
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 Noir de peau. Noir de peau.
Benoît de peau.
Benoît de peau.
Peau.
Noir.
Noir de peau.
Noir de peau. Noir de peau.
Noir de peau.
Noir de peau.
Noir de peau.
Noir de peau. Noir de peau. Noir de peau. Noir de peau.
Noir de peau.
Noir de peau. Noir de peau. Brasseur. 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 Noir de peau.
Noir.
Noir de peau.
Noir.
Brasseur.
Noir.
Noir de peau. Brasseur. Noir de peau. Brasseur. Noir de peau. Brasseur. Brasseur. La peau.
Noir de peau.
Three women are leaning out of two windows. They see the long, clean neck of a new young boy. They call to him. He goes to where they are. Inside, it's dark and warm. They're giving lemonade and a messenger. As he drinks, the eyes float up to him through the bottoms of the jar. And the sick, sweet, they give him back his rice, which he takes. The pieces of Charlie's life have become coherent only those who talk their talk through the vein of curved or in the touch of black and white rectangles, and taut skins and strings echoing from living corridors could give true form to his name. Only they would connect the heart of a red wagon to the asphaltic bag, to the muscadine, to the flashlight on his behind, to the lights of the to a man called Blue, and come up with what all of that meant in joy, in pain, in anger, in love, and give it its final and pervading ache of freedom. Only a musician could sense, know without even knowing that he knew, that Charlie was free, dangerously free.